Guys, hope you guys are doing great. Yeah, we have a new president. Joe Biden beat Trump, man. And, you know, now that that whole election thing's over, man, let's see what's going to happen now. What happens now? How can we fix everything now? COVID cases are going up now. Texas passed New York right now with cases. I think they got, just alone, they got like over 900,000 cases in Texas. They passed New York, California. Like, it's really bad. Everybody knew that a second wave was going to come. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew about this. Because it's getting cold. You know, the fall, winter, it's going to be bad. This month, December, January, February, March, just be prepared, man. Just, this COVID shit is not done yet. Unfortunately, we got to deal with this shit. Still, you know, even when Biden gets in, he's going to have to pretty much do a lot of shit, man. They're gonna have to pass another stimulus package. The people need it. They're gonna need this package, you know, especially if unemployment goes back up. Yeah, the jobs are work. There's jobs now. They're coming back, but a lot of people are still not working, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, and I have to appreciate that. I got some days from my job too. I'm grateful for that. I'm working, you know, because it's. It would suck, because unemployment ain't giving me nothing. I didn't even get my retro pay yet, and I've been applying, claiming every week, and it's been like over 2 months, so I just stopped doing it, you know, because I've been working, which is good for me, even though I haven't been, I go back to work Thursday, but, you know, but what is my, anyways, my plan is, what does Joe Biden have in store for us, like, what's next, how can we surpass this COVID-19 bullshit, what does he have in store? Like, you know, Trump's still over there trying to fight try to sue the states with the votes, recounts, and this and that. He's worrying about that instead of worrying about the fucking coronavirus, obviously. I don't know, guys. This shit is crazy, man. This fucking virus, even if whatever it is, if it's man-made, whatever the fuck it is, it's just fucking a lot of things up, man. Just fucking every businesses, just, you know, it's just bad, man. A lot of schools are getting closed down out here, too, where I live, man. And it's a shame, man. It's getting, like, we all were warned, you know what I'm saying, about this issue, you know, and people are not taking precautions. They just don't care. You know, like, unfortunately, you know, that's how I see it. People don't give a fuck, man. But, you know, it's life, right? People do whatever they want to do. But yeah, Biden's the new president. So, you know, shit's gonna. People are fucking despising this man. You know, they're talking about he's gonna put gas prices up, taxes are gonna go up. Whatever happens, it's gonna happen. You know, we can't sit here and stress ourselves. We gotta keep moving forward in life, man. You know? So. It is what it is. Let him do whatever whatever him and Harris got planned. Let them do whatever they gotta do. Decide, you know, what's best for the people and all that. But we gotta do what's best for us. You know, to provide for our families, man. We gotta do what we have to do to make sure we good. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, guys, it's been a crazy, hectic week, man. It's actually nice outside, though. I can't complain. 70s today. This weather be bipolar, like, fucking crazy. But, yeah, man, these cases are going up out here. It's you know, we just gotta... You just don't know, man, for another shutdown. You just don't know that that's gonna come. Shutdowns are... It's gonna come. You know, we all gotta be prepared for that, man, this time. Because, you know, we weren't prepared last time. So there's no excuse this time, man, if it happens. So, you know, what's for the whole COVID case? I don't know, man. What's so much? You wear your mask. Everybody's bound to get it. It is what it is, man. At this point, it's like, wham. Like, why should that matter, you know? But, you know, we all got to take precautions, especially me. I work in a hospital, so I have to be on top of my shit. You know. And be prepared at all times. Because you just don't know, man. You know, there's a patient that actually has COVID in my hospital, so definitely not going that site. We gotta be precaution. We gotta take precautions, man. If you don't know, man, we can't just. But we can't live in fear, though. Anyways, you know what I'm saying? We can't sit here and live in fear all the time. We gotta move on with our lives, man. We gotta do what we have to do. You know what I'm saying? Stop living in fucking fear. We have to do what we have to do to provide for our families. I can't sit here and be stuck in the house all fucking day. You know? It's not happening. Lucky my job's essential, you know? It's just something's got to give, man. And, you know, and it, we need to be strong. And just be grateful, you know, we have our jobs. Some people, you know, essential workers that are working, you know. We have our jobs, you know, so we still gotta, we gotta do what we gotta do, you know, to provide. We're taking the risk of going out there, you know what I'm saying, to get that stupid, you know, to get this COVID shit. But, you know, we're coming home, I make sure I'm good, you know, I make sure I wash, sanitize myself, clean myself, obviously, before I go, you know, see my son, obviously, but, you know, always take precautions. So, yeah, let's see what Kamala Harris and Biden has in store for us, man. What are their plans for COVID? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Trump's plan didn't work. You know what I'm saying? So, something's got to give, right? We're going to see what happens. Well, Trump's still president until January, so we got to deal with him. He's just focused. Like I said, he's just focused on the fucking vote counts. That's all he's focusing on right now. He's all focusing on, I guess he forgot about COVID. He's just worried about himself, worried about the votes, worried about him winning. That's what he's worried about right now. He has no concern that Texas is fucking, has surpassed New York and California with COVID cases. You know what I'm saying? Nobody sees that now, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we take it from there. Let him, people know what they gotta do. Right? So, it is what it is. That's all we can say. I appreciate all you guys for hearing me out. I actually made a couple videos, man, on my Facebook. I mean, my YouTube channel, man. Check it out, man. I got some good outfits on Fashion Nova, man. I've been doing a tutorial on that. You can check it out yourselves. Yeah, man. I'm trying to get me collabs, man. My cousin be fronting, man. I'm trying to get him on the podcast. I'm trying to get other people on the podcast. Talk about corruptions and shit like that. I might get my boy about, we're gonna talk about voting next, you know, that's gonna be our next podcast. We'll talk about that, you know, and we'll take it from there, man. You already know. Yeah, and we'll, you know, I'm gonna see if I can do guy collab today. Be on the lookout for that. And, you know, and God bless you all. You know, take care, have a great day, man. Stay positive. All right, peace.